All right, now we'll call this meeting to order. What's it? December 15th at 6:01. Ooh, any public comment?
I didn't have anything submitted to me.
Okay, moving on to approval of the minutes. Did everybody read them? Does anyone need some time to read them? I'll take silence as everybody read them, so I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second the motion.
Second. I third that.
All in favor.
Aye.
All right. So let's move to an open discussion. What's on everybody's mind? What open issues? I know tonight we have
Of finance.
thank you, Board of Finance. If we can attend that tonight, either virtually or in person.
I had asked John if he wouldn't mind kind of speaking on, I know he sent out a recap after he went to the Board of Selectmen meetings, but I had asked if he wouldn't mind just kind of recapping his recap and giving some more thoughts for everyone.
Perfect.
Sure. Yeah, and since that last recap, there was another Board of Selectmen meeting on November 25th that I attended in person and gave some comment on. So kind of where it stands now, it looks like a good position. I mean, clearly Kevin Witkos is leading this and wants us to go through. And it's really packaged as this Vision 2050. He did it with good strategy, I think, because if you were to go and look at the November 25th meeting, I was glad I was there in person because, when any time I've been involved with a project, when it gets fielded out, you get what I call the antibodies kind of come out of the woodwork, which is good to have discussion on things, but we have some people that are vocal both in the public session and on social media and want to make some of this be like, well, what do they really need at Parks and Rec versus what do they want at Parks and Rec? And a big part of it is, hey, why do they really need a covered tennis pickleball place? And how many, and one of the comments was, how many extra courses can they do to justify that expense? Not have rain day cancellations and so on. So that was kind of the theme. And even on the, there's a few new members of the Board of Selectmen. One of them came from Board of Finance, Sarah Faulkner. And she's has said before when we've been to other public meetings about the new courts, like, well, why can't the players fundraise and we look for grants? And, me and Taryn have spoken over the years about this is that, Canton just does not meet the demographics for grants. Fundraising is a long drawn out process. So people got to speak their piece. I think the key is going to be I think the Board of Finance will probably accept this and want to go with it. And then the next big step for us is just getting the community support to get it voted in. And I think that's, where our energy needs to focus once we see how tonight's meeting goes. I'm going to go in person, obviously, and speak in favor, and knowing now that, some people have talked about dismantling parts. There's another new member of the Board of Selectmen. And again, if you just go on the site, you can watch all this as it happened on November 25th to give yourselves a flavor of what I'm kind of recapping for you. And one was saying, well, why don't we give like the residents an a la carte menu of, like at Mills Pond, for instance, I think what, Taryn, we have like five different things, right? We have the pool, the courts, the roof for the courts, pavement, and regrading. Essentially,
Yes.
and I think, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're good.
And I think, Kevin Witkos is answering these questions well and articulately for the group, as in, look, there's a team that looks at this and we're setting not just like a patch today or a patch for next year. It's to set the course for this for the next 25 years. And I think that's just a smart strategy. I mean, it's probably the most meaningful or largest renovation we've ever had since the park was built, right, Taryn?
Over there, certainly, yeah.
Yeah. And somebody else had questioned why such a large pool, because if you look at the the actual visuals of this, it looks like the pool's much larger, but per gallon, it's actually not. It's smaller. So maintenance and that thing you really look at is what's the gallon capacity of the pool. So it's, again, what seemed to be like a negative poke was turned into we're actually doing something better that makes it more more versatile, and hopefully the maintenance costs will be lower. So, we may see some of that arise again tonight. There may be some people on the Board of Finance that saw the presentation, the preliminary presentation, and we'll just have to see how they go with it. But I had raised a point about the roof that, I don't have any data to say it's going to extend the life of the facility, but just from your own practical experience, if you have a deck and you've got a covered deck versus something that's out in the open, everything under there is protected from the environment and the wear. So I'd imagine this, by putting the roof on, is not anything, not at all like frivolous, but it's also any of the equipment that's under there, the nets, the surface, is all going to have a longer life run to it.
Yeah, and I think too with all of it, it's in our big push, and I think we've all talked about it, and it's one of the things is that this is the only facility that we have in town. And we've band-aided so many parts of it for so long that if we continue to just try to band-aid, we won't have the facilities. And I think, Kevin's vision of all of it is to set the community up for the next 25 plus years. The court, all basketball and tennis courts, what's proposed in it is a post-tension surface. So a poured concrete into a metal frame. So that actually has like a 50-year lifespan, not just 25. So it can really extend even past what that original plan looks like. So it's kind of the way to go. There are other towns who have redone courts over the last, 10 years. They did it as a traditional court, and they're at the place where they need to redo again because of cracking. So the post-tensioning is slightly more. It's not a massive change in price when you're considering the full number. But the amount of life that you get out of it and the warranty that comes with it, because it's warrantied because of the way that it's put in, outlives what those other costs would be. And then the pool, I mean, as we had a massive repair for just one part of it last year that we were fortunate we were able to get fixed as quickly as we were. But it's so far past its usable life and what its lifespan was when it was installed. It's not a covered facility, so it's out exposed to the environment and all year round. Plus, it's just been there for so long that you can only patch layers so many times, same as with the quartz. The plan, I think, with a potential new layout with that L-shaped pool where it has that zero depth entry, it's a huge ADA benefit because you now don't need any sort of ramps in, because the way that it is designed is that it's a natural ramp in. It also gives that beach entry up on the top where it's flatter so that you can have little kids playing in that more shallow area where they can sit. The parents can sit right there. The way that it's now is that parents have to be in there because it's a 3.5, 4 foot depth right away. So it really expands the amount of use. And then putting the L shape on the back where you separate out those lane lines, you're separating out the people who want to do laps from that full public swim and the little kids, where now the way that the laps run, they have to swim the full length of the pool and into the public swim area that's busier because it's the shallower side. So I think logistically and what the use that we see there, it makes a lot of sense. We are at a point where we don't need an Olympic size pool. We don't have a large swim team. The swim teams that are there, we have a smaller one that is not as competitive as may have been years back. So the smaller length is plenty for what we would need to do with it. And then just the cost of an Olympic size pool is incredible with the depth of water that goes down. So they'll be savings, chemicals, water, and then just again, it's the only facility that we have in town that's similar. So we want to make sure that we have these assets for the public so that they're able to participate and get that full community experience that they are choosing to live in Canton for. So that's really what we're hoping to see happen with all of this. And I appreciate all of Kevin's work and putting it through and everyone supporting that as we go forward. So I'm hopeful that we'll get to be moving forward with this. You know, it'll reach the public. Hopefully it will be supported. And then we can kind of go from there. But
Yeah. Well, to that end, Taryn, one, I think he does a very good, and I know this was all coordinated with you, the planning of explaining, the pool is at 50 years. It was put in 1975. So, anybody can understand that. And I talked about the course before that their projected life was 20 years. We're about 25 into it. And then from the public's perspective of this expenditure, I want to bring up again tonight that it's a place where families don't actually have to pay anything to go there for the majority of what's at Mills Pond. You can drive on, you can have a picnic, you can go to the pond, you can access the courts, you can access the fields, the playscapes, the skate park for free, which is a great, just relief off of families that live here in the communities. And to get that messaging out, I might be wrong on the number, but I think the first selectman asked the board to approve him either $3,000 or $5,000 to make a presentation that the public can see that's going to take like what we got in the packet onto foam boards, right? Taryn, do you know more about what they're planning?
I don't have an exact number. I'm not sure what his exact request was, but yeah, in order for us to have larger images and more complete images of what people would be able to see, there has to be money into that. So I think it's looking for the support of the project and then hopefully the support for that funding so that we can build that presentation for everyone to be able to see more clearly.
Yeah, the board approved it that night on the 25th, the rest of the board of selectmen to proceed with that. And I think it's going to be a sort of a combination multimedia, but to really show the citizens what they're buying if they vote for this, what they're going to get for this, which I think is necessary because it's a big, what is it, like $8 million, and just we know it's been tabled for 2 years just because the appetite's not been there to raise taxes beyond what we've been doing. So I think he's going to make a storyboard that'll be pretty easy to digest and let people kind of decide.
Yeah, and I believe that the finance director has been working on, the bigger picture with the numbers and what that bonding number can be for the town, where, they were trying to make a better plan of how they're maintaining facilities going forward versus getting to this point where we have to do all of this large scale work. So hopefully that moving forward too will be more clearly laid out so that it's not large projects all at one time like this. But it's one of those where the projects have just kind of been moved down the line as the years have gone. And so conditions have gotten worse and worse. And like I said, we've done patching and the best that we can, but you can only do so much patching before things just start to fail and then they're unusable.
Yeah, and these three projects that are on there, Mills Pond, the roof for the CIS, and I'm forgetting what the third is. Those were pre-vetted 2 years ago. So I don't think we run much risk to have our project knocked off because it had to go through a vetting process to start with. But somebody did speak at the public commentary to say, why on earth would we spend this kind of money when we need a new sewer plant? Who prioritized, Mills Pond over other things. So, but I don't see that as a a big risk to where we're at this point, because it's been like 2 years of the selectmen to come down to these three projects. The pavement, it's pavement improvement for the city, I'm for the whole town, and the catch up on that, and then the CIS, and then the Mills Pond. So those are the three, and I don't think there's going to be any change in the priorities here.
Yeah. So again, like we said, I'll share other future meetings that come up, and as we go forward, we'll have to kind of see what comes tonight. But yeah, support for our park and our facilities and everything is always greatly appreciated.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, John, for that recap and Taryn for filling in all the details. Are there any other open issues? Open topics, open discussion, open
Any
questions.
question? I have a question.
I was just
Oh.
wondering if either Taryn or John could how are we feeling about the sort of the tennis and the pickleball sort of obviously sharing the same space, and just specifically like how the equipment, just the whole sharing of the courts, it has is that something that just needs to get worked out further down the road? Or
When we
just when people.
started, when we started talking about the project before, the plan was, I mean, we only have the space that we have, so we can only have, the four tennis court size spaces. But the layout will be two tennis courts that are just tennis and then two that are split, but there would be four pickleball courts going horizontally across it. So I think the layout would be hopefully cleaner. In the sense of you're not sharing everything if you don't have to, right? So if there's these two tennis courts that we know, and then there's four pickleball, I think hopefully the flow will be easier. It'll allow for more pickleball courts at the same time as allowing tennis, where right now we have four courts and they're fully split for use. So I think based on the space that we have, I think that layout will hopefully support more use over there for both areas. And then they'll also be all on the same that same level so that the basketball courts will go down lower. And then all of that will be taking place on that same plane. So that then too, when the high school is out there for tennis, they don't have to have their coaches kind of moving up and down between all of them. It's a contained space. Hopefully it'll keep things moving a little bit quicker.
And I think to your point, Eric, Taryn, too, is it probably part two of this is like, let's get it done first. Like, but then early planning as to when the facility opens, like, the distribution of time, like, should we put in a reserve system, for a minimal fee like Simsbury does and other places do? I think the demand with this new facility is going to be extremely high, especially a covered facility. That also gives you the ability to spread out players, if they want. Not a lot of people are going down there at 3 in the afternoon on a summer day and baking in the sun, but a covered one might spread out the use a little bit. The other question I have for you, Taryn, I didn't quite understand the timeline when I was at the 25th meeting. I think Kevin was talking about if it passed that the vendor said that construction could start in September of 2026, and at least with a pool part be open for this swim season the next year.
Yeah, I think it would. I think we have to play it a little bit by ear because then, depending on what this, there's also site prep work and approvals that they have to go through. So I think we'll just have to kind of look at really the time on when things get approved, if they do get approved, when those bonds are signed, and then we can kind of start planning for how everything will lay out and when. So I think it's a little bit up in the air. Just kind of based on timing of all of the parts of it.
I had a question about the pool. Were you saying that the lap lanes, ones that are toward the to the side, they're going to be shorter than usual, or
They'll be so they just won't be they won't be Olympic length anymore.
they'll be
It'll be
like
half of
20,
that
they'll be
length.
25 meters?
Yeah.
Okay, all
Yep.
right, that's fine.
Anybody else?
Just real quick, I guess I must have missed it, but I thought the roofing was going to be more for the pool area. So we're saying the tennis, pickleball, basketball. No, maybe not basketball, but we'll have a roof.
Not basketball, the
Okay, but tennis and pickleball would have a
just tennis
roof.
and pickleball. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, Kevin presented it as a four-season court facility, and then in inclement weather, we wouldn't have to cancel classes or anything else on it. So, and I think Taryn, there's also seating too, right? Indoors for spectator or under the
Yeah.
cover.
Yeah, I believe they were talking about where they could put seating areas for either waiting or for then people there to watch the matches when the high school tennis teams are taking place, or if down the line you're to rent it for events or, you know, matches like that, or if the high school was ever to try to do a larger type of match play day.
Great. Any other topics for discussion? I see Capri shaking her head no. Ardwin,
I
anything?
do have a question. Yes, thanks. So I know this time, at this time, we're just waiting and seeing very big news happening, and we're just waiting to see what comes of it. Is there for this committee? Is it, how do I frame this question? Are we solely looking to just see this to the end, or are we still also on the side or whatever, still thinking of any ideas to kind of like better the services and facilities, or is this it for the committee? I hope that made sense.
I mean, I think it would be ever moving. So if there are other things that you know, would be a thought on additions or changes, or even if we see that maybe it's not something that would be immediate or necessarily involved in this, but it's kind of a future planning, I think that's a great idea. I think it kind of builds more into that, what does the long-term thing look like versus the short-term only.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm just trying to get a sense of what are where are the committee's priorities are and how I we can all align to it. Thanks.
Ardwin, hi. Have you been to a meeting yet? I might have missed a couple, I think.
This is my second.
Oh, sorry,
Hi.
I think I missed the last one. I must have missed the last one. Was there something that like drew you to joining? Like what, why, you know, like in
Oh. No trigger event, no, just
No, yeah. Like just are you do you have like children? Are
I
you like
do.
stuff like that?
Yes, yes.
I don't know if you did this the last meeting, but I'm like one of those people that I'm like, let's do intros. But like, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, no problem, no problem.
Okay.
I've been here in Canton for 4.5 years, three kids, age 13, 5 and 3. I've used the facilities and the services. The Parks and Rec services a lot in that time frame, and I've been to the Mills Pond a dozen a lot of times. So I don't know, just I guess all my frequent interactions thought it would be cool to join and see what I could do here.
Nice. I just wanted to add, like, I have so far since I've been on this, I've been the only one, and correct me if I'm wrong, everyone, that has young children, at least right now. So I'm glad to see. So that's sort of my thing is like just keeping it, like, I'm just keeping my eyes open. Like, that's my intention. And just, you know, whenever something comes up, I try to mention it. And, you know, so it's, I'm glad that you've joined.
Yeah, thanks. I think I understand what you're saying. I think we see eye to eye.
Okay.
Right. Corey, anything else or?
I don't have anything. Does anyone have anything else? Okay.
No.
Then I will make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Taryn, we're all set. When's the next meeting?
Our next meeting is January 26th. It's a week later because of the holiday in there.
Then I will see everybody on the 26th. Happy holidays.
Happy
Happy
holidays,
holidays.
everyone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.